Wednesday, April 19th. Members of the board are present with the exception of Supervisor Cobb. Media has been notified. Please stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Hope you made it.
Not seeing at this time that we have anybody on the list for a moment of silence. This is a good thing.
That guy's on Facebook. That guy's on Facebook.
Gloria just informed me that Sarah Gravine passed away yesterday. At this point now, item number six, if we can have a motion to approve the agenda and if we could have that at the discretion of the chair.
So moved.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve the agenda. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. And what I'd like to do is take item number 15, seeing that they're here and graciously came a second time. Discussion, possible action, approval of bartender's license applications for Julie M. Valier and Mary A. Poobart. So, board, we had their information. Let's back up here. Sorry, I jumped the gun a little bit with the vouchers and stuff. Unless you want to take it, we can move back to it.
Yeah, we can move back to it.
Okay. So then let's go with item number 15 for the approval of the bartender's licenses. Julia Valier was here last time. There was a mix-up in Mary Poobart. We had a copy of the report. There were some questions on it. I don't know if either of the board members have any questions now for the applicant. Boss would be here. Bob?
I think there are maybe some more exciting items on here than what we normally see, but we would like to see this individual get a chance to redeem herself and have a job. And I think it's important that we not obstruct people from employment. So.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
I guess then what's the board's pleasure?
Motion to approve both of them.
On both?
Julie Valier and Mary Poobart.
Okay. I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve bartender's applications for Julia M. Valier and Mary A. Poobart. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you for coming again.
Thank you.
We'll see you at what
he's going to say. Now we'll move back up to item number... Back up to item number seven, approval of vouchers, but also at this time, I'd like to acknowledge the years of service that our previous treasurer had here, Irene Messenger. She was here from 2012 and 2023, actually, as of yesterday, that would have been her last day. So I think that she was a great help to me, she was a great help to the people, she was a great help to the board, and just wanted to acknowledge her years of service that she had here. Mm-hmm. All right, so approval of the vouchers. General Fund 3036 to 3064, ACH account 1324 to 1327, Ambulance Fund 19547 to 19548, Tax account 10015 and tax refund account of 164.
I've had an opportunity to review those vouchers and I would move for their approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the vouchers. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Approval of the minutes of the March 31st, 2023 special town board meeting. seconded to approve the minutes of the March 31st, 2023 special meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Approval of the minutes, the April 6th, 2023 special town board meeting.
I've also reviewed those, and they appear to be accurate, and I would vote for their approval.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the April 6th, 2023 special town board meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Onto the treasurer's report with our new treasurer, Holly. I'd like to introduce you to everybody. Everybody, I'll introduce you to Holly.
Look forward to working with all of you.
I just wanted to, excuse me, tell you that the treasurer's report she's presenting today is the same one we presented last week. She's only been here one day, so it couldn't be updated. So she's going to be working on it within the next 2 weeks, so she can get it updated for the next meeting. But she can review the totals if you'd like them. They were the same as last one.
Okay, in that general checking, we have $313,837.27. In the ambulance fund, there's $564,978.94. And in the reserve fund, there is $271,355.74.
Is there a motion to approve the treasurer's report?
So.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the treasurer's report. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Public comment on agenda items. Seeing none. Item number 12, discussion possible action, approval of soliciting road bids. Pete?
Yep, there was four roads to put out for bid. Sterns Lake Road, Plummer Lake Road, Paradise Bay, and Citizen Lane. And if we can get all these done, I know we won't, probably won't, but then we'll have some options to see how much they cost to fit in for what we've got on the budget.
What's in the budget?
$190,000.
Is that correct?
My thought was if we could publish these, what would be, it would be the 28th and the 2nd, and then we could open them at our next regular board meeting in May, and then give them back to Pete to review and then look to award at our next regular meeting, the second regular meeting of the month.
When are we going to go through budgetary items? Will we modify the budget and stuff?
We'll probably do that in that first meeting in May.
As long as we're not spending anything right now.
We have to remember that summer is over at the beginning of June. Very good thing, so you mentioned we're not quitting until after the beginning of summer.
Then it comes back to July 3rd.
All right, well, I guess is there a motion then to authorize the chairman to solicit road bids?
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to solicit road bids. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number 13, discussion possible action, plow truck. Pete again.
Yeah, we have three main trucks, three operators. And our oldest one is a 2010. And it's, they get used pretty hard, you know, plowing, snowing, getting beat around. And it's going to take a year and a half to 2 years possibly to get a new truck, if we were to order one today or in a month or whatever. And that one's starting to, I mean, it still works, but it's in the next year or two, hard to say what could happen to it. Just like to keep up instead of waiting until it's too late. And it's going to be roughly $250,000, $275,000 for the truck. You know, that's with the dump box, sander, plow, belly blade, wing, all the equipment, all ready to go. So if we were to do something now, we could maybe see one in a year and a half to 2 years, is what I'm told, from Freightliner and International.
You still still looking at single axle or double?
Single axle. We've got just too many tight roads, and then they were, double axle, you can carry a little more sand, but the single axles were.
Yeah, Arborvitae's going with a tandem axle.
Yep, some of them have been going to them, and they like them, and it works. But I would just get what we've had, basically the same setup we've always had.
Is Freightliner what you have now in your fleet?
We have one Freightliner and two Internationals.
Which one do you like better, say?
I guess my question is.
Either one. We, it's a horse apiece. Basically, if you look at the specs on them, they're all the same parts and pieces, the transmission, the engine, the brakes, the axle, the suspension, the air ride. It's, you look at, they're made by the same company, a lot of it. The one advantage to a Freightliner is there's a shop right in town of Minocqua. And I'm not knocking either one of them. We've got both, they both break just as much. They both don't break. Internationals in Wausau. So if you have any problems with the last one we bought was a 2014, and every time your check engine light came on or something happened, we had to take it to Wausau. Sometimes they sent the guy up here at night that would pick it up, take it back. They would clear the codes and bring it back. But the Freightliner, it's right in town. You know, if you have problems, could have just as many more problems, but we can take it right into town versus Wausau. Not that I'm stuck on a Freightliner, but that's the one advantage of getting a Freightliner is the service is right in town. But it's something looking ahead, because I'm told from the Freightliner dealer and the International dealer, it could be a year, year and a half, up to 2 years to see it done.
One question. How soon do we have to pay for it?
We would have to put some money down now. I can't remember how much. You'd have to put something down to get on the list.
Okay.
We're on a list now, but we're not on the real list until we give some money down. Because I told me I didn't get on the list, and I said, well, where am I on the list? Well, you're on a different list for who's put money down.
I'm on a lot of lists. Yeah, that one I'm not. Is that down payment a percentage or what is
it? Yeah, and I forget what I should know. I'm sorry, I don't, but I forget what it was. I can find out, but if nothing else, if we're at all interested to get bids at least. We don't have to, we can get a bid on it and put it out to bid and find out what we want to do when the price comes in, and then we can find out how much to put down. But it just, I'd like to get the ball rolling. Like our 2010, when we had that 15-20-inch storm, the battery box rusted, started to fall off. Well, luckily, Barney, that drives the truck, caught it at the end of the day. Another minute, it would have broke off. But that battery box, as ridiculous as it sounds, was $1,500. And it was ridiculous for what it was. And no doubt we could have made something, fabbed up something, but we didn't know with that last storm what it was going to do. 2 days later, whatever, we had to get it. We went to Wausau and got it. Batteries are on. Nowadays, there's not just two wires going to the batteries. There's major electrical harnesses for the ECU units. They're $2,000 for these wire harnesses. Luckily, he caught it before it fell off and got run over and ripped all the wires out of the computer. But that was $1,500 for a battery box. And it's a big, big box with big fancy, but it was ridiculous. So as things start going on, it's, that truck could start to, we've put leaf springs on it before. The new ones have air ride, and pretty much you don't have to touch them, and we could have to put leaves on it again. That could be, that's another $2,000. Just things add up. Rented a new truck is a lot in a hurry, and we can have problems with a new truck too. You know how the new stuff is these days, you never know.
If we put down a price on that bid, will they hold it for a year to two?
They will, but they both told me that price could change, because when things are that far out, that's a good point. That's they both said, and that would be on the bid if we get it. It'll be right there, but the price could change, which your discretion. There's only pretty. They're all going to be like that, whether it's a Kenworth or a Peterbilt or whatever, but things could change.
I guess I'll make a motion to have Pete solicit bids for this.
And you guys all know the last, I mean, there's the whole winter we do, we plow snow, but you know, the last couple of big ones, those are crucial, you know, those are, can make or break people from going anywhere, you know.
I'll second that.
Okay, a motion was made and seconded to allow the road crew foreman to solicit bids for plow truck. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. Item number 14, discussion possible action, cemetery maintenance bids. In recent years, that's been going up and up, and I think that it's time that we bid the maintenance work out there, primarily the grass cutting and that type of thing.
The grass cutting in other places too?
So
little, isn't it?
Yeah, they, I think they do a little bit by the Presbyterian Church because it's cemetery work. They don't do the whole Presbyterian Church, just the cemetery part. Yeah, on the side. And that, and downtown behind the fire station.
Motion to solicit cemetery bids, maintenance bids.
I'll second.
Motion been made and seconded to solicit cemetery maintenance bids. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye, motion carried. We did item 15. Item 16, discussion possible action to set date for special town meeting regarding excess town land. This has to do in part with the road easement situation. The town board does have a meeting again with the tribe on Friday morning, but I thought we would put this on there. There was some discussion regarding some of the excess town land that the town owns, and so I wanted to possibly get ahead of things in that we could set a special town meeting, similar to what we had last night with the annual, but this is just for the purpose of dealing with the town land and road issues. Because there's noticing criteria that we have to have for a town meeting, which is different from a regular town board meeting. And by statute, the town board can call for a special town meeting. Well,
I believe it's 15 days then.
Yeah, it's 15 to 20 days, so and really I guess a lot of it has will depend on how Friday comes out, and then we could leave it open as to the date, the actual date and the time to hold it until we have our meeting on Friday. Like I said, I've got the cart a little bit in front of the horse here, but didn't want to waste a lot of time.
Well, couldn't you tentatively set the date based off our Friday course, 15 days off?
Yeah.
So it's 5, 10.
I see you got your good hands on it.
Yeah, crushed up.
Working days is a half.
No, it just says includes weekends.
Were you going to wait till after your meeting on Friday, though, to answer the date?
Well.
Well, I'm saying you can tentatively.
We can tentatively set it, just so people know if there's some change, we can get that out, you know. But a tentative date of.
Next week. They could do next week.
The week of the 8th. So I would be available on the 8th, 10th, 11th, or 12th. I've got from Tyler on Tuesday, the 11th.
11th is a special meeting.
Yeah, 11th is a special meeting.
Yeah, and that, we were, that was for budget review.
You want to do it 10th, Wednesday, the 10th?
We can do it Wednesday, the 10th. Bob, does that work?
Let's see.
Times?
Yeah, long as it's not too early, I've got committee meeting at 9:00 in Eagle River.
Say you do it 2:00?
2:00, sounds good.
May the 10th? Is there a motion?
Special town meeting.
We heard last night that they were asking for 5:00 p.m., so can we set it for 5:00 p.m.?
We'll do that, 5:00 p.m.
All right.
On the 10th.
10th, do we do?
Yep.
5:00 p.m. dinner time.
Is there a motion then to set the date and time of May 11th?
May 10th.
Or May 10th?
May 10th.
At 5:00 p.m. for a special town board meeting, or a special town meeting to discuss excess town land.
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to approve the special town meeting. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
Yeah.
Yes.
How does the town define excess, and do we have a list of that excess land?
It's basically two pieces of land, one 40-acre parcel that we own out on Highway F, and one 17-acre parcel that we own on Gray's Lane, north on 47.
Okay, thank you.
Pretty good chunks.
Item number 17, convene into closed session pursuant to Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85, for an E deliberating or negotiating the purchasing of public properties, the investing of public funds, or conducting other specified public business whenever competitive or bargaining reasons require a closed session, and pursuant to Wisconsin Statute Section 19.85, for an E conferring with legal counsel or the governmental body who is rendering oral or written advice concerning strategy to be adopted by the body with respect to litigation in which it is or is likely to become involved regarding road issue. Is there a motion to go into closed session?
So moved.
Second.
Motion been made and seconded to go into closed session, roll call vote Supervisor Hanson.
Aye.
Supervisor Cobb.
Aye.
Attorney Dolphy, aye. We are now in closed session.
Any idea how long?
No.
I got that.
I know you do.
Everybody else.